Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show.
You follow what lame stream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watch. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. Oh, and you don't murder master music show. It's the 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 Murder Master Music Show.
Episode 285, Murder Master Music Show. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Special show tonight. Special show because those of you that follow the pages of Murder Dog know exactly who my guest is tonight. The one and only Pride of Indiana himself, Rick Gilla, Hammond, Indiana. That is. You know, saying we got some tracks we're gonna play from him. Gonna bring him on here in a minute. I just want to briefly go over what's been happening the last couple of weeks. We've had some crazy interviews. A lot of controversial shit's been popping off in lamestream rap media lately. You know what I'm saying? These fools been sleeping on what we've been doing for a while. Ever since we brought on, you know what I'm saying, the homies who said that Bam molested them. I'm talking about Poppy, you know what I'm saying, Sean Campbell, and the homie Ronald Savage. Ever since we had them cats on, it almost seems like the media just quit fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? It took some big stories to come out for these cocksuckers to really come back at us. You know what I'm saying? And one of them was we interviewed a former bodyguard of Eminem, Big Nas. You know what I'm saying? That got us on baller status, got us on a few other sites, you know what I'm saying? Interviewed the homie Shoestring of the Dayton family. Shout out to the Dayton family. Made some press with that. And then, of course, Razzcast. Now, this will show you how fucked up the lamestream media is. We made the press with the Razzcast interview we did, and they put it under the hot new singles of the week. And when you go click on the video, it's an interview. Somehow we made the hot new singles of the week. Fucking beyond comprehension. I don't know what the fuck they're doing over there in the media, but it is what it is, man. We fuck with the underground. UGSforlife.com. You need anything at all, I'm talking about beats, you need fucking graphics. You know what I'm saying? Man, we got it all. You know what I'm saying? Radio shows. But yeah, it's been crazy the past few weeks, man. A lot of highs, a lot of lows. Another thing I want to mention, too, we're going to have the author of Original Gangsters. That's a brand new book that's coming out in September. The homie Ben Westhoff's going to be on the show. Actually, Murder Master Music Show's featured in there several times. You know what I'm saying? So I want to shout him out for fucking with us. So be looking out for that book, Original Gangsters, man. It's about the rise of the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Eazy-E, the early days of McCola Records with Ice-T, the Two Live Crew before they moved down south. Just real, real historical stuff. So be on the lookout for that. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on our guest, Mr. Homie Rick Gilla, straight out of Indiana. How you doing, Rick?
What's happening? What's up, B-Nee? What's happening?
Man, it's been some years, man. I'm glad to see that you're still doing it, but I'm also glad, you know what I'm saying, that we reconnected, man. How you been? You been good?
Absolutely, man. It's been a minute, but I'm still in and I'm good, man. You know, I'm blessed. I'm still here. I'm still going, you know what I mean? It's a lot of people that me and you both know that, you know what I mean, that came and went and did all kind of things that, you know, that ain't no longer with us. So it's just a blessing to still be here. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's that longevity. You know what I'm saying? You've been putting out music for years. You know, people, like I said before, the old Murder Dog days, they know exactly who you are. How far back do your roots go? In the foundation
shout
of Indiana
out.
Rap. Say what?
You know, first, I'm going to say shout out to the Murder Dog, because that was one of the first people to ever really show me love. You know what I mean? You and Black Dog Bone, you know what I mean? Y'all always showed me love. My man Matt, you know what I mean? I remember, man. I just wanted to take a moment to shout y'all out, because y'all always showed me love.
You know, man, I say, as far as the Indiana scene goes, you know, I've been in it like, I don't know, my first song that came out, like, you know, tape that came out was in 98. That was the first one that was published, you know what I mean? But I've been rapping damn near my whole life. But I go back, you know, a lot of people call me a pioneer, but I just say I was just fortunate to start before a lot of people, you know what I mean? But 98, 99, and 2000, like the CCA and the Will Skriller and the Grind Family and the Gatekeepers compilations and the 50/50 compilations and the Midwest Monsters and the Straight Up Gangster shit, like, you know, all of that, and even like crossing the state line to the Chicago Sox Park Mob. And, you know, we used to didn't call it mixtapes, it used to be compilations back in the days, but
yeah.
I started out, you know what I mean, on that circuit. You know, it'd be like the Dope Dealer in the Hood, or know he can get hit a lick selling CDs, so he'll put all the niggas in the hood or in the surrounding area, shoot them a couple dollars to send their best song, and motherfucker put out a compilation and sell about 15,000-20,000. And back then, we was getting $6, $7, $8 a CD from the stores, you know what I'm saying? So I go back for a long time in the Indiana days, and I got a memory like an elephant. I remember everything.
Yeah. Yeah, my co-host like Mac Jay is with us right now, too.
What's up with him, man?
What up, family?
Y'all just about to say y'all was on the straight grind with that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, $6, $8, man. Straight busting. Like I said, the stores, we used to run up in the stores and sell them CDs to the stores for $7 a CD, dog, and they used to grab like 30, you know what I mean, 30 at a time. It was a sweet time. And then you catch the niggas in the street at the liquor stores, gas stations, corner stores, barbershops and all that shit selling, you know, $10 a CD. But, you know, nowadays it's the mixtape game, and you like $2, $3, $4, $5. You might have a bootleg man right there selling all of the new CDs that's out for $10, you know what I mean? So it's a different kind of game. Niggas going digital right now, you know?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I was about to say, because it's a CD dude over here by me, man. He got everything but what I want, you know what I'm saying? He got all this shit for what these other motherfuckers be wanting.
Yeah,
basically,
yeah,
but he got all
this.
He spit all this new shit, like, we got this, we got that, we got this. I said, I'll be wanting to hear some of it. Man, make me a mix of some old shit, man. Or some, you know, some of that real shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want the new Fetty Doo Wop and all. I don't want all that new shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, my nigga. I be on that same wave.
Yeah, it's a lot of changes.
I said, I ain't hear you, my nigga.
No, I was just going to say, a lot of changes in the game. You know what I'm saying? Since the Murder Dog days.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of it, you know, they're taking a lot of spotlight away from the underground. You know what I'm saying? There's not many outlets out there. That's why we do what we do. I mean, there's other shows out there, but, you know what I'm saying, they're not really fucking with the underground like they should be.
Yeah.
Now you were talking about, you know what I'm saying, the earlier days of Indiana rap and the Gatekeepers compilation. I remember that. That was a double album. That was a dope dope project.
Right.
There was even a rapper from Kansas on there named Bone. But
shout out to Mike Check. Rest in peace, Mike Check. He the real pioneer of the Indiana, like, cause he was the first nigga like that was out here like getting money off that shit. And, you know, some people like me or CCA or Father Time or first or even like Trax and Twisting them, like, you know, we go way back. Like when, you know, I remember when Trax was selling beats for $300-$500 a beat. You know what I mean? Like, but again, shout out to Mike Check, cause he the one that put that Gatekeepers compilation and that was really the birth of the whole Indiana swag, like, as far as like where we from.
And what you said too about the straight up gangster shit. Now the compilations. I want to go back a little bit before that because, you know, I reviewed some of those compilations. But I remember the CMB Cash Money Brothers. They used to put
Cash
out,
Money
if I'm not mistaken, straight up gangster shit. That was like a mixtape. You had like the Fifth Ward Boys on there, Eazy-E, and they
that's
put that shit
saying.
All throughout Chicago and I'm sure in Hammond and all throughout Indiana.
Everywhere.
Those are the same
and
guys
the
that put out the compilations, right?
Yeah, that's the same dude. The same dude that was doing the Cash Monies is the same dude that was doing the straight up gangster shit in the Midwest. Monsters, and that's my homeboy. Shout out to my man. Shout out to my man over there at the Bomb Records. You know, shout out to my man Ruben. Like, he the one did that shit, you know. It's the same, like, it all comes from the same pipeline, you know what I mean? Just you got to keep reinventing yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, you did a lot of music with cats from Chicago. When did you start connecting with the guys in Chicago?
Well, where I'm from, Hammond, Indiana, it's right on the edge of the state line. But so that's what make it, you know, we from Indiana and it is Indiana, but it's kind of almost like a suburb, if you will, of Chicago. You feel me? But, you know, that it's like New Jersey to New York. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. Like a motherfucker could live in Jersey, but go to the city. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's one of those type of scenarios, but. We used to be, you know, that everybody, I used to be out there, man, trying to get it in. And the Chicago people, they used to be in Indiana trying to get in there. Everybody was hungry, trying to get some shine. And we all used to hook up and just like, man, that shit cold. We should do a song, you know, the Psychodramas, the Crucial Conflicts, the, you know, Trax. You know, people know I was fucking with Trax, for a long time. One of the first songs I did that was a real recording, we did it with at Seawall Studio, like, you know, before the... what was Twista's first album? With the Emotions, before the Emotions and all that shit popped
right
up.
Right.
Like, that's how we
used
to, like, they used to have the studios in Chicago, and we used to go over there and, you know, motherfuckers, you know how they say real recognize real, so we just used to link up and get it in like that because everybody was on the same mission.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I got this track here, Hammond, HMD. I want to play this, go to a break. Tell everybody about this one. I want to play this first because it's pretty much where you're from.
Yeah, Hammond. Hammond, like I said, Hammond is in between. My hood is like right in between Gary and Chicago. It's like when you going to Indiana, the first place you're gonna come to is Hammond, and then you're gonna go to Gary, East Chicago. You know which the area code is 219. I represent the whole 219, but since I was always involved in the Chicago scene and in the Gary scene, you know people. Never really knew where I was from. People thought I was from different places. So this time around, I just wanted to make it clear and give it up for my hood and put on for my city. And shout out to my man Butter Music. He sent me the song. It was his song. And like when I heard it, I was like, I got to get on that motherfucker. And it's the first song off the CD, Think Hammond, that I just put out. It's a compilation in the same spirit of those compilations that I just got finished on talking about. But it's one of those type of things, and this song right here, I love it, man. I got a video coming real soon. It's getting edited right now as we speak, but
This is Hammond off the Think Hammond project, man. So, you know, I want people to, you know, call in or email, or if they got the message board, I am, and let me know if they fucking with it. So, you know, let's get it.
Yeah, hit the lines, everybody. 714-409-0548. Let everybody know what you think of this this track right here. HMD, Rick Jilla. We're out of
here. HMD.
You know I rip.
Like Reverend Burns, R.I.P. my nigga Reverend Folk, OG like Reverend Frazier, still New Hope like Reverend Pope. I'm a Hammond nigga to the death of me. Went to school at Bethany. R.I.P. my nigga Site G and all my folks on Becker Street. R.I.P. my nigga Shorty Lowe, my nigga Rick Velus, my nigga Rio Watkins. Any nigga wanna disrespect, you can best believe that we could get it popping. Old fashioned, I'm mob action, I'm upgrade, I'm all that. I done had bitches in the Renaissance, took Columbia Center, nigga, all that. I'm Hammond nigga talking. Mr. Cross, talking Mr. Green, talking Mr. Miller. Smoke one for my nigga Finn, he the one to name a nigga Swisher Killer. I came up on Eden Street, Tapper Street in that alleyway. Cut from it, I come from it. Ask your peep about Callaway. Haters money and drama, nigga. Hoes money and drugs. Helping millionaires develop once they turn me on to this plug. Plus two tone, we too gone, we too on, we lit. And I don't give no fuck about where you from. East Hammond up in
you
this
know
bitch.
I'm from Hammond.
Till I die, grew up right on Ray Street, Creekside, yeah, I ride, Sunday morning, my Zion, 8 o'clock, Sunday school, 10 o'clock, service in the front pews, with Miss Zelma Edmond, praying I make it to heaven, staying close to my weapon, cause these streets choose your destiny, hold a brother next to me, Ashley and that men, can't forget about that beef in, damn, my close kin, R.I.P. the Boutron, Big Duff and busting them, corner store they busting in, these boys stay hustling in, got a block on top and feel in summertime, go ahead, shine up the wheel, let it bang, let it bust, 219 can't mess with us, pull your card if you think it's tough, even the laws don't mess with us, run over the game like you want, turn at the finish line, turn it out the burns, even little kids gotta grab a burner, no daddy, so the streets a loner, February 4th, 1986, that's when the niggas start dropping this shit.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. Rick Jilla.
Hell yeah.
Pride of
Shout
Indiana.
Out to the hood, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening from Indiana. But that's the HMD. Shout out to my man Butter Music, man. I'm real proud of that song because I represented that shit. You know what I mean? And if a motherfucker from Hammond, when they listen to that shit, they know what I'm talking about. You feel me? But even if you ain't from there, you can appreciate it because, you know what I mean? I'm just giving it up for the hood. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And that's like you said, a lot of people thought you were from Gary or from maybe even Chicago at some times. And that,
yeah.
Like you said, sets the record straight. You're from Hammond, Indiana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But again, I represent the whole Indiana because I like my daddy side of the family is in Indianapolis, Indiana too. So I got a shout out NapTown. I got to shout out Gary, East Chicago, like all these different hoods, like because even though I reside, you know, or I came up from Hammond, man, I was like, I was up through all that motherfucker, dog, and all them little small towns and hick towns and all that shit. So shout out to the whole Indiana, man. They show me a lot of love, and that's why I represent them so hard, dog.
Michigan City, all them little spots.
Michigan City, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, my nigga. So shout
There's
out
people
to everybody,
everywhere,
man.
So, yeah, I mean, all these little towns and spots, you got to hit them all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to be in Marion, Indiana at the campground for this festival. My man, Mr. Knack out there in Marion, Indiana, I'm going to do that. And I just got finished doing some shit in LaPorte at the pool. I've been trying to do – you know what, man? I just got on
Marion,
that's
where
C-Mob
is from.
Festival thing, man. C-Mob, yeah, shout out to my man C-Mob, man. I did songs with C-Mob too, like I tip my hat to C-Mob because I saw him in the beginning, you know what I mean? Like when somebody come around to Indiana and they get on my radar, and I salute that man because I saw him take it to the beginning to where he at now, and he getting his, you know what I mean, getting it done, he handling his business out here. So shout out to C-Mob,
$765. Yeah, salute C-Mob because it's just grind relentless for, you know, like you just said, you seen him from the rise up. So it's like anything that come good with it,
it feel good to see guys like that coming up.
You know
what I'm saying? He deserve it because he put his work in. He ain't asked for no handout. He knew what he wanted to do. And see, like, and then what makes it so dope is, like, he a student of that shit. Like, you know, all the shit that we just got finished talking about, these compilations, and, like, he, like, one of the kids from the hood that came up listening to that shit and right along with all of the other music that's out. So to, like, to see him or to see a Freddie Gibbs or people that came up under me, I love to see that shit for real.
Yeah, Freddie is... He's gone and done a lot of good things, a lot of big things. You know what I'm saying? What was it like seeing him? You know what I'm saying? You know, like you said, rise to where he is at now, knowing that you worked with him and you did stuff with him back in the day.
Well, like I said, it's always for me. It's always good to see somebody that I'm affiliated with in any way, shape, form, or fashion do something good. So, like, for me to, like, see these guys, like, and know when they was, you know, just, like, you know, just niggas rapping at the studio or in the hood or doing the open mics and, like, to know that they can get out there and make something happen in this new age of the digital music shit, man, you got to salute that. You feel me?
Especially,
like I said, that boy Gibbs put that, you know, shit, he got places niggas ain't go, so... You got to tip your hat to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, when,
you know,
whenever
a lot
I,
of people
in,
try
Indiana,
to, like, they try to put me against Freddie Gibbs, like it's an either-or type of thing, but I tip my hat to him, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's best for everybody, like you said, pay homage, be humble, and a lot of people nowadays, they're not humble. They've forgotten how to be humble. And it's almost disgusting because that's part of the reason why the game is so fucked up and there's so much division. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Humility to bring people together and be like, all right, let's do this. Like you're doing with this compilation. You know what I'm saying? You're shedding light on cats. You know what I'm saying? Tell us more about this project you're doing.
Well, this project is, once again, it's called Think Hammond. And what it is, it's a project... like I got a few songs on there, and then I took the coldest niggas from my hood, and like I just had them send me their best work, and I'm real proud of the shit because, like I said, I wanted to do something like the Gatekeepers or like the, you know, the straight up gangster shit, or the Midwest Mobsters or the 50/50 compilations or the South Park Mobs or all the shit that I grew up getting my shit on to. I felt like I wanted to be able to do that, but just, like, do it for my hood because, like, the whole time, motherfuckers thought, like, you know, outside of Hammond, didn't know it was other niggas from the hood that had some go, but me being from there, I always knew it was niggas that's, like, was just as dope as everybody else, so I just wanted to give everybody a platform to, you know, have a voice to be heard, and, like I said, at the end of the day, I feel real proud about it because that shit dope, and like not that it's a competition, but I, you know what I mean, I have my chest poked out and put my hood up against any hood musically, you feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about, so, and I love it.
You got, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you need to be an ambassador to your community rather than someone who just, you know what I'm saying, goes out there and makes a name off of his city or whatnot and then doesn't support. You're one of them guys that always supports. You always show love, you know what I'm saying, to where you're from, and you make sure to let people know where you're from. I mean, the fucking project is called Hammond. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a per prime example right there. What about another solo Jilla project?
You know what, man? As far as a project, I believe I'm going to put one out maybe at the top of the year. But I just got I got a couple songs off this compilation that I'm a work them, and I got a couple other, I don't want to say singles, but I got a couple songs that I'm gonna let have a little bit of life for themselves, because you know people's attention span is kind of short nowadays. So I'm gonna just kind of like sprinkle a couple songs and some good visuals here and there and put it out and do a couple shows and just kind of. I'll probably do an EP or something like that, maybe at the top of the year or February or some shit like that. But I'm just gonna keep on releasing music and doing visuals. Like I'm in the videos. Like I think I'm a director. Like I don't know how to hold the camera or edit the shit or nothing, but I have great ideas and like I get a pleasure out of like bringing that shit to life. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. See, that's cool though, because with the idea. Guys that do got the skills with the cameras and all the things that you can't do, you know what I'm saying? You can help them and they learn from you, you learn from them at the same time.
Yeah.
But pretty soon you will be holding the camera because you got some ideas. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. So I get
like,
a kick out of doing that.
What's the motivation doing what you're doing now when the game is the way it is?
Well, as
it looks right now.
I say this, like my motivation, man, man, I do this shit because, for one, because I got a passion for it, a genuine love. Like, it's a part of who I am. It's an expression. It's an art, man. I do art. Like I said, the videos or man, I draw, do graffiti. You know what I mean? Like, I love music. Like, not just like rap, just music. So for me to, like, do music is just a part of who I am. I always do it. And, I just come from a gangbang mentality, a sports-like mentality, from a competitive nature. So, like, rap is like a sport to me. So, like, you know what I mean? It's like a game of 21. Like, we all hooping and having fun, but everybody's trying to win in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, I still, you know what I mean? I still get a kick out of, you know what I mean, just that part of it. You know what I'm saying? And I just love to do it. I still got people that's interested in motherfuckers fucking with it, so I got to keep feeding them, you know what I mean?
Right, especially when you can still slice these motherfuckers in half, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've been
waiting for a motherfucker to tell me that shit. Like, ain't nothing wrong with having some competitiveness in hip-hop instead of everybody trying to act like they friends when they really ain't.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to pop they bottles and show how many cars they can drive or how many dresses they can fit into and all that dumb shit.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers want to really hear motherfuckers spitting that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of just saying it's only two or three cats in the game that can spit. This nigga's all over the planet.
I like that kind of shit, dog. That's what I like. I like bars. I like a motherfucker saying something hard. Like, you know what I mean? I come from that shit. You know what I mean? That's what I come from. Like, you know, some of this new shit, it's cool, but it ain't my thing. Like, I got kids. You know, I got teenage kids, and so I'm up on what's going on. I see the shit, and I listen to it, and a lot of it I don't agree with, and I'll be like, son, or I'll be like, y'all hear this shit? Is y'all like, these niggas sound retarded, or, you know what I mean? Or, like, back in the days, a nigga could have never said no shit like this and got away with it. But how the kids reacting to it, it's like, they don't even give a fuck about the nigga being dope. All you is just got to be something catchy, like, to, like, actually say a bar, like, you know what I mean? It'll trip you out, really. It's like the new generation don't even give a fuck about, like, the laws and the codes and the creeds of the game.
Right.
It's just, like, anything goes. Like, you know, I was watching some shit. This nigga had some Borettes in his head. This nigga had some gold Borettes in his head. I was like, this shit crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, but he probably thought he was fly just because they was gold.
Yeah, that's
but he still
I'm
got Barrett in your hair, man.
That's what I said, dog. I'm like, look at this shit. You know what I mean?
You still got
like,
a ponytail hold on.
And when
man,
I watch,
you
know what I mean?
Like,
yeah. I let my son watch that shit, and I'll be like, son, that shit ain't dope. That shit ain't cool. You can't keep up with all the trends because they'll have a motherfucker doing anything. Niggas wearing, like you said, dresses and dress and, you know, niggas
yeah,
going to get their eyebrow arts real soon.
Even they dances, like the songs is all made by dudes, and the first little move they always do is throw their hands up or put them on their hips. My homeboy, Skinny Man, always call them out with the quickness. They get the sissified wrist, and they doing some shit right off top.
And you know what? This the nigga. I seen the nigga who did the first Nae Nae song. I seen him when he was teaching the nigga, teaching somebody how to do it. He said, when you do your wrist, you got to get sissy with it. I was like, what? You got to get sissy with it?
Yeah,
that nigga said, you got to
get
sissy
that's what it is, man.
It.
Like, when we came up, that's what it was labeled as, man. He is sissy.
Yeah.
We know he a boy, but he doing girl shit.
Buddy,
and he don't have to
my
do girl
my
shit.
I call it sissy five. That nigga sissy five, man. For real.
Sure, the whole game, the whole rap game on the lamestream level is 65.
Yeah.
But like we always say, me and Prez, you know, I'm glad we do this show because we be hearing good music all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Like, these other motherfuckers sleeping on this shit, but me and Prez have heard classic albums in the last 2-3 years.
And the niggas ain't being celebrated like it's supposed to go. I swear. And that's why I love y'all. Like shit that's in the spirit in the vein of that Murder Dog and like that real underground shit that niggas came up, that East Jam, that you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucking Psychodrama, that motherfucking Gangsta Nip, Gangsta Pat, Brother Lynch Tongue, nigga. Like you know what I mean? Like, it's like that's the forgot about goddamn culture. And I always appreciate the fact that I was a part of it, and because that's what I come up from, and that's what I and it's like motherfuckers, the new age niggas, they just forgot all about this shit. But I appreciate, you know, spaces like y'all and these outlets that still represent for that type of music, because the fans are still out there for real.
Right,
man,
you know what I'm saying?
You
like
mentioned some classic names too, like Gangsta Pat. We had him on the show several times. Gangsta Nip, of course, E-Shop, all these legends, you know what I'm saying, that the media is really sleeping on these guys. You know what I'm saying? The media is really, sleeping
it's
on
It's like
them.
They trying to shut y'all out of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you had the little notebook, you got to erase
it
and shit. They just erasing y'all out, trying to.
What's my man name from Kansas City, man? Tech N9ne. See, to me, Tech N9ne is like, he's the epitome of somebody from that vein making it. You know what I mean? Because he represents that type of thing, but just on a level that none of us never got a chance to experience it on. You feel me? But it's still cut from that same cloth, if you think about it.
Because for real, one thing about Tech N9ne, they show love to all the small spots, man. That's what keep them popping. Because they'll go to a Hammond, Indiana. They'll go to a Kankakee, Illinois. They'll go to a Blytheville, Arkansas. They'll go to fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll hit the spots that these major, major motherfuckers won't really hit.
But this,
you know
the crazy
like,
thing about it is that's where the fans at. Them is the people. Like, for real. Like, the big cities, the ATLs, Chicago's, Miami's, Philly's, and all that shit. They're like, you know, they had an influence. But it's the people that ain't on TV that's the one that's fascinated with it and infatuated with it.
Yeah.
And they want any kind of glimpse of that shit if you come anywhere close to it, and they going to pay top dollar for it every time.
Right.
For real.
I always looked at Tech N9ne, like, when they hit the road, it's like they going to hit the towns where they going to be the main attraction when they get there that night. Like, you can go to ATL or Chicago, New York, and still do them shows too, but a lot of times there's so much other stuff going on, whether it's
professional
sports, other concerts. People go to orchestras, they go to the zoo, they got this and that. So if you go to like an Omaha, Nebraska on a regular Wednesday night where don't nothing fucking be going on, and they got Tech N9ne and all these motherfuckers roll in with
this
you know, big
going,
mainstream type of push. Shit,
yeah.
And every time they drop albums, the motherfuckers run to go get them because they actually sat with Tech N9ne, and they pay astronomical amounts of money to just go behind stage and not even really talk to these dudes. But out here, they do it all the time. They sell these extra tickets. You know what I'm saying? You might be able to get on that too. These people will pay money just to be able to come an hour early and just buy all your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to get in tune with that, man. I like, man. I swear, about this shit is real rewarding for a nigga like me, and I appreciate y'all. Hey, what was your name again, my nigga?
I'm Mac J, man.
Mac J.
Scott Bennett.
Man. I appreciate it, man. It's like it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. When we hang up, fam, I wanna get your information and rotate with you, cause I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate fucking with real people. Real music connoisseurs and all that shit, man, and like-minded individuals, man. And I salute the radio show, and I appreciate y'all for having me. And
like I said, bro,
it's a pleasure to link back up with you, and I represent this real just like y'all do, my nigga.
We appreciate it, man. It's an honor to have you on the show, man. And I want to give him this track here. I heard it earlier today. It's called Growing Pains. It's from I believe it's from last year. Tell everybody about this one, man. This is a real deep joint.
Growing Pains, man. That's a song, man. That shit come from a deep down place in my heart, man. I moved to Atlanta I had caught a bullshit case, and my label had the Legion motherfuckers. Remember, I was signed with the Legion. Them niggas got raided, and I had caught a pistol case, and all my the bulk of my money I had spent on the legal fees and just living the kind of lifestyle a nigga thought he was supposed to live. And I moved to Atlanta, and you know what I mean? It was motherfucker then that had to restart his whole life, you feel me? And I looked up, nigga had five kids and this, that, and the third was going on. And sometimes when I used to like feel a certain kind of way, I like go to the city downtown Atlanta where the niggas used to be sleeping on the ground or sleeping up under the bridge, or like sleeping or just on the floor, just like laid out in the street, like on the sidewalk, just sleep motherfuckers stepping on them. And I used to go down there and watch that shit, and it'll make me have a different appreciation for what I was going through. And just over the years, man, I just experienced a lot of growth. And I don't know, this song is just a expression of just what I felt like I was feeling at that time, I guess. Shout out to my man that did the beat, and the female on the hook, she did a great job. And we got the video, it's on YouTube right now. But it's the Growing Pains, man. Again, people to hit us up and let us know what they think about this shit. But it's the Growing Pains right here.
Trying, never said I was perfect.
Everybody wanna go to heaven, but don't nobody wanna die. We all want opportunity, but don't nobody wanna try. We rather live a lie, first deal with the truth. We try to numb the pain and drown it in some 80 proof. But when the high gone, it's still long. No, it can't be right, cause it feel wrong. I just blow me one and try not to think about it. Suppress my inner thoughts so I ain't gotta speak about it. I keep it to myself, too proud to ask for help. I take it to the man, can't depend on no one else. Cause only Lord knows what I'm going through, and what's on the other side of what I'm going through. Is it a safe soul? Is it a pot of gold? Oh, is growing pains just a part of growing old? You probably never know, but I'm on the search to find the answer to the question for a nigga out of time.
You don't know what I've been through. I grab this pen to write down my issues. I dare you to walk a mile in my shoes.
Talking about right there.
Yeah. I guarantee you, probably, I'm going to play that at least 3 times at work tomorrow. I'm jamming that motherfucker. I ain't even lying.
Like, I made that shit, like, that shit come from the bottom of my heart. And, like, real people, man, feel that shit, man, because if you ain't growing and you ain't living, like, for real, like, and, you know what I mean?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, motherfucker, long as you grow through what you go through, everything will be all right, man. You know, we all go through it, so that was my whatever from what I was going through at the time, and I wanted to make a soundtrack for a motherfucker when he was going through whatever he was going through, and let him know shit. You know what I mean? Just give a motherfucker something to vibe to, smoke something and ride out, or pull up something and ride out and listen to that shit and collect thoughts.
Right. Because see, songs make you songs like that be making you feel like, you know, you ain't the only one going through something, or your shit ain't as bad as what you think. Because that's what a lot of people don't know. They think they going through rough times, man. There's some people out here that's going through worse
that's
shit.
That's what I was telling you, fam. That's what I said. When I used to go down there and see, I used to see motherfuckers like just on the, you know, just in front of the liquor store, just 3, 4, 5 motherfuckers just, you know, just looking dirty as fuck, just like, or a motherfucker might not even have no legs or none, just got a half a body, just sitting there, just chilling, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, shit, them motherfuckers are love to be, like, going through this. Like, I read somewhere say that if you was in a room full of people and everybody put their troubles in the pile on the floor, I bet you'll want to pick your shit back up. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
For real.
You ain't lying, man, because you never know what the fuck a motherfucker going through.
You never know,
so, like, And if that can't motivate you to keep pushing, then you need to call on something else. And I don't know, you know, I don't get into that, but man, every time I get to the lowest, I'm like, man, it could be worse than this. Especially if I'm free on these streets.
It could always be worse.
I done been locked up and shit. That's enough to keep me going. Like, I could be sitting in this motherfucker with
and outside the wall for real.
Yeah, I could be here with 50 motherfuckers with nothing.
And you know what, fam? Motherfucker need to know you can wake up tomorrow and try all over again. And a nigga need to understand this. It don't go how we want it to go all the time, but it go how it's supposed to go. And all we got to do is keep on keeping on. And I say this: if a person do what they supposed to do, then they gonna get what they supposed to get, and ain't no way around it. For real,
right?
For real.
And yesterday was just that. Yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Today is a whole new day. We can keep going. If you can keep going, especially if you done lost people that's close to you, and they ain't there no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
once you lose, you got to do it
for them.
Yeah, got to. Once you lose people and lose things, and
like you almost feel like you got to do it. You know what I mean? For real, you got to keep. Motherfucker got to just keep on keeping on. But that's what the Growing Pains was about, man. And that shit, anybody listen, that shit available on iTunes or Spotify, all that old shit, man. Or you could just click on YouTube or wherever you listen to your music at, and that shit on there, man. And, you know, roll up something and fire that shit up and drink your drink and play that shit a couple times and get back to the grind, my nigga. Cause
right, you should make a video too. for that one right there, too. That'd probably be a tight-ass video, too.
I got one. I'm going to send him the link, fam. Send my man the link so he going to have it. But it's on there. It's on YouTube, man. Real shit, though, bro. Shout out to the Growing Pains. And my man Jay French that did the beat from Indianapolis. So it's all love, man.
We got a caller, just the homie Lord Sinister out of France. He actually was a promoter for Murder Dog over there in France. I'm going to bring him on the line.
Cool.
See, you're worldwide with it, man.
That's what's up. Shout out, man. Book me a show over there, my nigga. Let's go.
What up with it, Sam?
Shout out to Flick Gillard. Yeah, you represent Red is real, like gangster nib, gangster part, like Point Blank. The real shit. The real culture underground. All those medias don't talk about. They don't.
All of
they're
that.
Scared of it. They're scared of it.
Yeah, they're so scared. Yeah, they scared of the real, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You made collaboration with Wiz Khalifa of a Grand Family. I would know about this collaboration you made with him back in the days. Wiz Khalifa, yes.
Yeah.
The Grand Family.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, back in the days, me and Will Skrill, we got classic joints like the Insane, the Studio to the Ghetto, the Live or Die G.I. joint, like Will Skrill, it's a complicated situation, so I got to be real careful about what I say, you know what I mean, because there's some real shit, but Will Skrill, we used to do music back in the days. We hooked up with the Grind Family, COB, Soup, Phil Mo, all of those guys, and we put out a classic CD. But we felt like we wasn't together by the time the CD came out. You know what I mean? But and then some other shit happened, Will Skrill, he locked up right now. But again, I got to choose my words carefully when concerning that situation.
I would give also a shout out to
Fergie Gibbs, who is in lockdown in our town in Toulouse, France.
Freddie Gibbs, like, I don't know the situation. I don't know what's going on with that. Like, I would like to think that it's some bullshit. I can't see my man taking no pussy.
Yeah.
So I hope it ain't that. I hope it's some kind of bullshit attached to it. Cause I just can't see a nigga like that. But at the same time, I don't condone that type of behavior. So like I said, I'm gonna say free Freddie Gibbs, cause I don't want to see no nigga locked up, especially out of state, out of the country where you don't even know the language they speak. So I wouldn't want that for nobody. But at the same time, like we gotta wait to see what the verdict, what the lick read. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because fuckers don't do no rapists or no snitches. No type of, you don't condone that type of behavior at all. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because motherfuckers will try to condone that shit.
Ain't no way around
that.
No way around raping
we don't fuck with that
snitching. So like I said, I'm going to say free Freddie Gibbs, because he the homie, and I would like to think there's some bullshit attached to it. But, my stance is, just that. But at the same time, in the streets, we don't condone no muff taking no pussy or telling on nobody. So, I got four daughters, so
I'm a father of a daughter too, so I feel that 100%. But hopefully, like you said, it's some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But shout out to Sin. Thank you for calling in all the way from France. You know what I'm saying? He called
right
out.
On,
hey, no questions.
Yeah, shout out to my brother. Them were some good questions. Shout out to everybody in France, everybody worldwide that's rocking with me. At Rick Jilla, RICJILLA. Hit me up. Show me some love. I love to come over there and rock a show or do anything. So y'all hit me up. Shout out to Mr. Sin and shout out to everybody for real.
Right,
yeah,
on.
Definitely. I mean, get overseas because that's a lot of money is over there. A lot of those guys overseas, they actually love and pay homage to music, our music. You know what I'm saying? Here more than we do. You know what I'm saying? It seems like
I've heard,
that just
I've
called
heard
that
in. So many times,
all he does
bro.
Is wear covers of different albums on his shirts. You know what I'm saying? He must have 1,000 different shirts.
Yeah.
Full of CD covers, you know, classics.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these guys really fucking love the music.
I need a plug.
That y'all put out,
man. You know what, bro? Right now, where I'm at in my life, I would love to, like, go overseas for a few months out the year and, you know, do a tour or two and then come back and, you know, just live my life, run my businesses and fuck with my kids, my wife and all that
hell
old
yeah.
kind of shit. You feel me? For real, just do what I love to do, get paid to do it, live a comfortable life, represent for the people and, you know, put on for the city all across the world and provide a good show for motherfuckers at this point in my life, for real. Well, shout out to everybody that's listening that's across the water. Hit me up, RICJILLA. Let's do some, let's make it happen, for real.
Yeah, real talk. Get that, Rick. Let them know again what the name of the project is so they can get it and give them all your social media.
Absolutely. It's Think Hammond.
Shows
Think
and verses,
Hammond.
Man. If y'all put
Absolutely.
Out a new album, get at this
yeah.
dude for a verse.
Absolutely. I got verses. I got 12 bars. I got hooks. I got 16s. I got 36s. I got whatever you want. I got fire. And I got if this is your first time hearing about me, just Google me. It's RICJILLA. I got a whole bunch of shit on the internet. I've been doing this shit for a long motherfucking time, and I'm cut from that same cloth, like from that real shit, straight cut, no motherfucking stepped on, dope, straight, raw, real rap. And I got a whole bunch of that motherfuckers get caught up on. And I got new shit coming
right.
out. But I got a whole lot of shit that's new to a motherfucker that ain't never heard of me. So it's on the internet, man. So wherever you listen to
well,
your music.
And repping the
in.
Midwest, too, shit.
Represent
you know what
the
I'm
Midwest.
Saying? Like,
I represent the Midwest to the fullest.
Me and Prez from the Midwest, too, shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is what it's about. I mean, you know, props to the South. You know what I'm saying? Props to the West and the East. But anytime somebody comes out the Midwest, it's just one person at a time. Like, you get everybody.
You know what? I'm so
Kanye.
Glad you said that, bro. I always say that every time somebody from the Midwest come out, they come out strong, bro. But it just don't never be enough Midwest people at the same time to really create a movement. And plus, Midwest niggas, there's something about a Midwest nigga, like they want to be the biggest nigga in the room. So, like, well, you know what I mean? So they don't want to give another nigga a chance because they want to be the biggest nigga in the room. But at the same
yeah.
time, if you think about Nelly, if you think about goddamn Kanye, if you think about Eminem, like, if you think about Bone, if you think about Brat, who was the first female to go platinum, or R. Kelly, or Babyface,
mm-hmm.
anytime they let a Midwest nigga come out the door, man, it'd be phenomenal, for real, but we just ain't never had our wave like a East Coast or a West Coast or a Dirty South. But we've been
yeah,
fucking
right.
shit up whole time.
They just certified Nelly the fucking Country Grammar album, Diamond, man.
That's what I'm saying, Country Grammar.
Yeah,
nigga, 10 Country
million,
Grammar, how Country Grammar go Diamond in 2016, nigga? Like, that shit crazy.
Right,
2016. Like, I don't even who even remember when it came out. What year did that come out?
Was
it 2001,
something like that?
That
yeah.
shit crazy. That shit crazy.
Way
but
back
like
back.
I say all that to say, it, like you were saying, anytime a Midwest nigga get on, they get on like for real, but. It, I don't know. It's something about it where we ain't never really had a chance to have that wave though. For real.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to happen, man, because everybody had their turn. You know, and when it went to the props to the South, you know what I'm saying, because I got mad respect for the South. It went to different places like New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, but it kind of like where you're at right now, Atlanta. It went to Atlanta, and it kind of stayed there. You know what I mean? And there's there's dope artists in Atlanta. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, the Camp guys. I'm talking about fucking the Hard Boys. Hitman Sammy Sam. There's some dope artists in Atlanta that ain't even getting the shine.
Yeah.
You know what
or
I'm saying?
Even you know who some dope niggas that I never really didn't know they was that dope till I moved down here and started like fucking with like some real street niggas? Field Mob. Them niggas is dope, dog, but they don't get nowhere or what was my man from Decatur? What was them niggas' name from Decatur?
We had him on the show, Ghetto Mafia.
Ghetto Mafia, like, or Pastor Troy, like, it's like, or Baby D, like the, I don't know what it is, man. It's like, the real motherfuckers, bro, like, it's crazy, man. The real, like, I don't know what it is, but the real motherfuckers get treated like that in the lame motherfuckers. It almost make me feel like all of the niggas that's on, they... It's probably like a nigga where they from that's telling, man, that bitch ass nigga ain't hitting on shit. You know what I mean? For real. It seems like these is the niggas that's winning in the game. For real.
Yeah. It's crazy. Well, obviously, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like how when the CIA goes into South America and says, you know what, we're gonna overthrow Chavez or we're going to overthrow whoever, and we're going to take all their fucking oil and do this, and that. What happened was these motherfuckers did a coup in the rap game. They raped the fuck out of it, and they started destroying the building blocks of hip-hop one at a time to where now when you even say that somebody that ain't fucking with rap and they ask you, you know, what do you do? Well, I'm a rap journalist or I'm a rapper or I make rap beats. They almost want to laugh at you because they're like, you know what I'm saying? That shit's gay. That shit's fucked up. Look at it. And it's almost making a mockery out of the blood, sweat, years, and tears that guys like ourselves put into this game. And it's disgusting, man, and I hope it comes back around. I really do.
It's going to come back around, and it's in the process. My man told me the other day he finna do a 720. I said, God damn, what's that? He said, that's when you do a 360 two times, and the game finna, we almost at the 720, man, and the real motherfuckers that persevere through all that bullshit, man, we going to be right, we going to get pushed right back into the forefront of the whole shit. So long, faith does if you can, man. Like, the real people, the real motherfuckers that stayed down and the real motherfuckers that persevered through all this bullshit, man, we're going to get our just due, but
yeah.
My fuck out of this.
Oh, yeah, we got to. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna end it. We're going to give them one more song, man. We got a few on the board. We got Proud. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you pick it, Rick. You know what I'm saying? We got Benjamins. We got Proud. On Me, I think I got the Pride of Indiana on there. Which one do you want to go with, man?
That's a tough one. I kind of want to go with the Proud. Shout out to the Proud. I ain't going to go with that, but I'm going to give it a shout out. That's my son. I got that song with my son, but it's some real shit.
Well, I'll play it on my show on Saturday then.
Yeah, but shout out to that shit. That shit is real dope, man. Shout out to my son, Drew Bean. He a real motherfucker. He got a lot of talent. But I'm a roll with the On Me. The On Me. Because that's the first single from the Think Hammond. Shout out to my man Pone Baby. Shout out to my man Money Stokes. The video is on. It's on shout out to Fake Sure Drive. They showed a lot of love on the video, but the video is on YouTube. It's on all that shit, man. It's On Me. That's the one I'm on. That's the first thing. Let's do that. Shout out to everybody that's involved, man. This is On Me, featuring Money Stokes and my man Pone Baby.
Here it is, On Me by Rick Gilla. The Pride of Indiana. Don't go nowhere.
Let's get it.
On me.
chains on me, but I'm still the same OG. If you knew a nigga from middle school, goddammit, I'm the same OE. Same nigga from the swimming pool at the Little Lead on the Baby M. Old school East Hammond, nigga, that's a flashback from the 80s, pimp. Same nigga from Eden Street with the gutter block and the dope boys and the red van with the pistols in it. Real killers finna go for him. I done ran through all the bad bitches and the other half just not yet. Book shows, my old flows, my new shit that ain't dropped yet. My grandmama used to run numbers, my granddaddy was the reefer man.
Same nigga from May Street with the Vice Lords at Johnny Man's.
Niggas know me, I'm big homie. Low key, I'm OG. When they ask a motherfucker on the what, I'm quick to tell a nigga on me.
Hey, we just had the homeboy, Rick Gilla, on the show.
Cool, man.
Just heard, you know what I'm saying, you just heard a couple tracks. You heard Hammond, HMD, that's his compilation that's coming out. You heard Growing Pains, and you just heard On Me.
I like that.
Let's bring on the homie from France, man. Lord Sinister's on this motherfucker. Why not kick it with Lord Sinister? What's up, Lord Sinister?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there. Shut up.
Sinister all the way on the other side of the globe and shit, Fred. He's globe-trotting.
He's all the way over there in France, but that's fucked up about Freddie Gibbs over there, man.
We really never really discussed that. I thought you had knew about it, and I knew it happened a couple months. Well, actually, it wasn't even a couple months. Like, I guess it was last month, but I thought he was already back here in the States, but apparently he's still over there locked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't. They're not gonna give it no media attention over here with all this other shit. But goddamn, man, like, I don't know. Like Jilla said, man, shit. You would hope that somebody ain't doing that shit. But if he did do it, motherfucker, that's what the fuck you did. Period.
Yeah, we can't say nothing, buddy, because we don't know what happened. It's like maybe the Tupac case where he was locked up for something. You know it for why. And we don't know why. We don't know what happened.
Yep, that shit even happened to Mike Tyson. It happened to a lot of people, man. Some of these girls scream rape. Yeah, a lot of these girls scream rape just to get a payday. And fuck them. They should get prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you prove a bitch is just fucking lying, trying to get paid or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, this bitch needs to pay for that. But at the same time, if you dudes out here taking pussy and raping and doing that shit, fuck your whole life. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Yeah, there's consequences of both sides of it. And it's real shit.
Yeah.
If you're a bitch and you're accusing somebody of this thing that could potentially wreck their fucking lives.
Right, and I'm not
going to
say, I'm not going to just say, oh, it's cool because he's a rapper. I don't give a fuck what the fuck you did. You could be like Jesus Christ.
Like KRS-One said about Bambaataa.
You'll never hear me say that
said,
type of shit.
What did KRS-One say? First, he said in that one interview, I don't give a fuck. Then the other interview, he said that there needs to be no recourse for hip-hop legends and pioneers, basically saying that he shouldn't get in trouble. Fuck that shit. The moment you do
Or he's saying allegations shouldn't be taken serious. All that shit should be taken serious.
Yeah, flat out, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Period.
That's,
like, because sometimes people allege that somebody did something and they didn't do something.
Yeah, you
like, what if we come out and find out that Bambaataa didn't do shit? But I don't, me, myself, Perez. Man, come on, man. What's red is real. Yeah, what's red is red. What's blue is blue, man. You know what I'm saying? Look at this shit. And make your, but to say
different,
just because he's a hip hop
accuser,
yeah,
you know, come out, but you got multiple accusers, and you don't have these dudes, the dudes in the Zulu Nation, hardly any of them are speaking out about it. And nobody is really holding this cat accountable for it. In the hip-hop world, I don't see anybody. You know, when we had Greg Mack and Clientele on the show, we kind of brought it up with them a little bit, and they didn't really want to talk about it, which I respect that, and everybody wants to talk about that. But at the same token, if you stand up for hip-hop, you got to speak on this shit eventually.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
Exactly.
You're going to have to at least distance yourself from it. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
I can't fucking do it. I can't stand up for this cat. Kind of like what Jordan did the other day with the you know, people getting killed and murdered. You know, hopefully his intentions were good. Hopefully they were legit because, you know, everybody knows he invests in prisons and shit like that.
And then he got a lot of influence. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully, yeah. But hopefully he's like, you know what, I'm going to use my influence for the good and start doing something positive. But you know, we'll see what happens. We live in a crazy fucking world, and
you
ain't getting no. You get it over there too in France, man. They're doing crazy shit over there.
I was just about to ask. I want to ask Sinister a question. Now I'm gonna interview him real quick. I just want to ask you this because you in a different country. You don't live in America. You only know about America from what you see or whatever. Like, how you feel about all the shit that's going on with? You know, and I'm not even talking about Black Lives Matters and all that. I'm just talking about, like, how do motherfuckers from France view America outside of fucking only the music or what they like about America? Like, how y'all really look at this shit?
Well, from France, as a point of view, in fact, in France it's a different case. We don't have... a lot of this community is different from this case. It's different, yes. It's different from USA. It's different culture.
Right. So y'all don't have like a whole lot of black people over there.
Yeah, we have a lot of black people.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking about like how you see motherfuckers getting done over here. Like, I know what they.
Yeah, you don't see it like that over there.
What I'm trying to say, or what I'm trying to ask you is, how do they portray America to the French people? Like, what do y'all see going on over here from over there?
Yeah, do we look like a bunch of fucking idiots over here?
Yeah, do we look like if somebody didn't know nothing about America, would they look at us and just think all black people hate white people or all white people hate black people? You know what I'm saying? Like, do they just look at us like we fuck, like you said, Perez, like some fucking idiots?
Yeah, I see. But no, I think media talk about some, so we see what's going on really. But in the same time, you know, like like make the situation in America, all that, this Trump situation, it's fucked up. It's really fucked up.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, man, like, I pretty sure know this, and I ain't never been around the world, but the same shit that happened over here happening over there, too. I know it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's worldwide.
People getting slaughtered. You know what I'm saying? Kids is getting abused. People is getting mistreated. The rich getting richer. The poor getting poor. So, just to let y'all know over there, like, it be fucked up over here, but it's probably fucked up where y'all at, too. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, all the... So, a lot of people think it's USA or America or CIA problems, but it came from a European elite, in fact. It came from an elite in Europe. It came from Europe, the problems, in fact. You know?
Yeah, this shit over here, it's crazy, but it ain't shit, man.
I would say also about the Oxford Gibbs case, you know, about Demick's case, when he was fighting the industry and he was locked up, he was put in a psychiatric institution. So, you know, when you want to fight something or the government, you'll be locked up or you'll be killed or you'll be accused of a rape or something. We don't know really what happened, you know?
Right. Right, yeah, that's crazy. Hopefully Freddie Gibbs didn't do no shit like that, man. You know
we don't know. We don't know. So
he didn't take some shit, so I ain't gonna just be like, man, fuck him. He's locked up for it, because I don't ever believe what the cops say anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when they snatching a black dude, a lot of times they try to lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been proven over and over again, but they will snatch a white boy and lie on him, too. You know what I'm saying? They will snatch a Mexican dude.
Yeah.
They will lie on him, too. You know what I'm saying? They will snatch a little Asian dude. They will... All of us is the same when it comes to getting fucked around. It's whether you got the money or you don't got it.
Yeah.
Because if you got the money, you could pay your way out of that shit. But see, a motherfucker like Freddie Gibbs, he probably over there stuck. His people can't even come see him. Who got money to fly to France? Man, from Indiana, man. Not too many people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It reminds me of Prime Suspects, Guilty Proven Innocent.
You should go over there and visit him while he there though, son. Cause somebody might need to hear his voice, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
yeah, definitely, man. Go over there and see if you can get at him. Maybe you could even interview him from in there and see what's going on.
Yeah,
he might
not have talked to his people in like 2-3 weeks. You might be able to get that call out. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You know how the jail shit go, Prez. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you never know.
They might just know about what they see in the media, and that's
it. Yeah, man. But then again, y'all can have some plush jails over there, too. I ain't never been to France. Y'all could be over there eating fucking... The jails over here suck, man. Seeing when you come to America, do not get locked up. I'll put it like that.
Yeah.
Do not fuck around.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what, hell of a show. Shout out to Rick Gilla. Shout out to all of Hammond, Indiana, the Midwest. We're going to keep doing this shit. We're reaching out to some people. Not sure exactly what we're going to be doing, if we're going to have another show or not this week, but you know us. You never know. We might have one tomorrow.
Right, you never know. You got to give a shout out to Scratch, too, bro.
Oh, of course, man. Scratch, most
killing
definitely. He just did our new UGS logo, which
I think
you know we've had three or four of them already. I think it's the best one myself.
They just keep getting better. All of them been dope.
They all been dope. The classic Gray Seal, the Fuck the Illuminati one, and then the one Six did with the, the triangle and the, that was our newest one prior to this one. I like this one better because it's a skull. It represents what the fuck we're about.
Right.
And, no murder. That's Nip. Yeah.
Right, the Murder Master music show. As soon as I seen it first, I was like, then you posted another picture with like a different color skull. And I was like, ooh, that shit look dope too.
Yeah, he's killed. I'll tell you what, Scratch, he's done probably about 10 or 15 pieces for us, if not more. I mean, he did your show logo on Underground Saturday nights. He did a new one for the Church Reality. He did one for the Murder Master Music Show. He's done the new logo for UGS for Life. I mean, just continuously.
The list
working.
Go on and on. He even did me
he's
a profile picture. So some of you motherfuckers that want some tight profile pictures, holla at
Look at the profile picture. That's the another Murder Master Music Show logo, the one with me and you. I mean, he's knocking shit out for us left and right. He's also doing album covers for people. He's got some people right now in the works. He's doing some album covers with, and you can't fuck with the dude's work ethic. Matter of fact, if we don't have a show between now and the 2nd, which is next Tuesday. Him and, D Payne are going to be on it. Jack Boy D Payne and Scratch LDP. Now, both of them dudes got some music. You know what I'm saying? So we got to, check them out. And make sure, go to UGSforLife.com. If you got an album you want reviewed, send it to us, man. You know what I'm saying? Send us your music. You know, we'll play it. You know, if we like it and it's dope, we will play it.
Right.
And as far as your contributions.
Right, they can send it to you first, or they can send it to me. I'll play it on an after hour show, and if it ain't right, I'm gonna roast that shit right after
Matt
they go off. Matt
J. UGSforLife.com. Prez.
That shit tight. I'm gonna pump that shit.
If it's dope, we're gonna play. Just like that cat that sent me that track the other day. I forget his name, but we played it. You know what I'm saying? That night.
Yeah.
He just sent it to me out of the blue. So I mean, send me the music. But also, if you wanna help this show, if you want us to continue to bring you these interviews, you know what I'm saying, and doing what we're doing, go to UGSforLife.com, hit that donation button. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. Or also, if you're an artist, you know what I'm saying, put some money behind what we're doing. Don't be fucking off, you know what I'm saying, hundreds and hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars to some fuckboy DJ that's going to spin your record two or three times. And maybe give you a shout out in his mixtape, and then you're
right.
It's gone. Over here, you're archived forever. You know what I'm saying? UGSforLife.com. You're archived forever. Also, you can become the artist of the month. You know what I'm saying? We have a section right on the front page at UGSforLife.com where you could be the artist of the month. And what happens is, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna have your picture up there, or your group. You click on that, and then it's going to be a whole page dedicated to you guys where I do a little write-up about you, and I put all your social media links in there and everything, and you're on there. You know what I'm saying? You're on the front page for a month, and then you're archived for life on the Artist of the Month page with the rest of the Artists of the Month.
For life, this shit ain't going nowhere.
Motherfuckers.
Right, you know what I'm saying? This shit ain't going nowhere.
Come out them pockets. No, this is it. In another in April of 2017, this show had been on the air 5 fucking years. You know what I'm saying? So, congratulations to everybody that's been fucking with us all this time. The ones that ain't, the ones that bailed, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. I don't give a fuck. But everybody that's still fucking with us, we appreciate it. We appreciate you guys on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Go like our Facebook page. Share our videos. You know what I'm saying? We have almost 500 videos on the YouTube page. We almost had 1 million views. But you know what's fucked up? A guy could put up 1 or 2 videos and get 1 million views. I'd have put up 500. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's a grind, man. It shows you our work ethic. We ain't, we're the working man. We're the blue-collar people. We're the have-nots. We ain't the Vlads, the Complexes, the DXs, the motherfucking Whack Fist Club. We ain't none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? We are the underground representation of the rap game. And matter of fact, I'll be as bold as say we are the number one underground representation of the rap game.
Yeah,
I ain't pouring
nobody,
all anybody else.
Yeah.
I see a lot of other radio shows where they're throwing all kinds of swag in the mix. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that shit. We're
the big media
real shit.
I've scared. The big media have scared the underground. They have scared the real shit. Oh,
right.
Yeah. We got to. You know what I'm saying? We got to preserve it. You know what I'm saying? We got to play the classics.
Yeah.
But like Max said, we also got to play that new dope music that's out there. Tennessee Butchers. You know what I'm saying? The Sound of Violence. out right now. Get that shit. K7 Lisa, Red Eggs and Ham, Volume 3, out right now. Mm-hmm. Get that shit. Hatch Gotti, The Return of Mafia Music, available right now. Get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
See
the
six.
They got a new album out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Smoking Mary. Go get that motherfucker.
Woodpile's got a new album. Blood, Sweat,
Blood,
and
Beer.
Shoestring.
You know
the Dayton Family.
Shoestring's got
Fix
yep.
My City.
That's why I keep telling them, man. We've been hearing a lot of a gang of good music. New shit.
Brand new.
We can talk about the old shit all day long, but we've been hearing new shit that's still bumping. I'm going to be bumping the Growing Pains. I'm going to play it on Underground Saturday night, Saturday. Play that shit.
Hell of a song right there. But yep. I'll tell you what I'm going to play right now because I got it coming in the mail, and I got a damn good deal on it. I only paid $4 for it, even though there's 20 other ones up there for about $12 or $15 or $20. Second to none, bitch. 1991, 25 years ago, because I'm more than a motherfucking player.
Ago.
We out this bitch. UGS for life.
No, UGS hello, for life, bitch. We out this motherfucker. Fuck all y'all. Hit
it with your big threat. Got hoes in my back. These niggas on my neck. Cock blocking ass niggas trying to tell me why they know I'm trying to fuck. All right, boom. Get your clown on. You better check your girl before I take the bitch home. And do a couple things you've never done before. Strap my shit on my dick and send a cock on. Hoes like you and you, you get nothing, bitch, but the honor to come and suck a dog's dick. Saying I'm cold when it comes to the ladies, I just can't let a little punk bitch save me. Niggas can't fuck with the program, that's why they always wanna see me come and get down. Hey, yo, man, how you doing, man, what you do? Fuck you, bitch, and let her run through my crew. Cause anything goes when it comes to yo-ho, so get your fine ass bitch back. Cause the dick can be quick to get your girls sprung. It don't even have to lick the bitch tail tongue. That could get you little coochie. You little nothing ass funky ass hoochie. Fucking with a tool, get you dropped every time. So back up off my line, cause I'm having a player. But your punk ass bought it. Rolling on my tape, or maybe even quick pop AMG or the penthouse clip. It really don't matter, cause niggas still scatter. On top of that, babe, we all get paid. So an ugly ass sister hit a corner, then I shook her. I would have macked up, but she looked like a booger. Yo, can't fuck with a duck, might as well press my luck with a monkey if the coochie ain't funny. Went to the mall with a cute little hoe. I only took the back cause the girl told me so. Took the trip, then I spit. Broke out with the booze. Up the drink and watch my dick in the sink. Who caught a throw on my way out the door? I left the girl at the moat. I gotta go, cause I'm running a player.
Years ago. That real soon. Just for life.com.